Well, Jody, let's talk about the cost of insulin for diabetics. I know it's a huge cost. It just keeps going up, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, we've seen over the past few years a lot of legislation trying to help that and trying to change those unfortunately very high co-pays in some situations or people getting into the coverage gaps. And I think we're making progress, but at the same time, you know, our cost of everything keeps going up, and so it's maybe two steps forward and then two steps back. You know, we don't seem to be making a lot of forward movement here.
Unfortunately, for some diabetics, they have to ration their insulin, and obviously that's not something that the medical world wants to see happen, right?
No, we never want to see any patient having to you know, ration medications or skip doses, if you will, whether it's insulin or blood pressure medication or, you know, cardiac medications. All of those things are so very important to be in our system consistently. And with insulin, and especially with patients who have type 1 diabetes, you know, just a couple of hours without the appropriate doses of insulin can start causing damage and causing problems for the patient with their high blood sugars. So it's very dangerous and extremely heartbreaking that patients are having to do those types of measures just to make ends meet.
Is it something that you're seeing more of?
You know, I have in the past, I've, you know, worked with diabetes patients for 12 years now, you know, every day of my life, and it sort of comes and goes. We have a lot of folks that get a lot of assistance. We're very fortunate in our area to have so many resources. You know, we have the Mountain Home Christian Clinic, and we have so many great physicians, clinics, and offices that help our patients with financial assistance and patient assistance programs. But yeah, we do have those folks that slip through the cracks, and it's so very, very disheartening when I have to go and visit a patient in the hospital because they've not had access to the medications that they need.
You talked about the resources and the options available. How does someone get that help?
So a lot of patients become or get to be a patient here at the Diabetes Center, and we're certainly a resource for insulin and for folks to get medications. I do a lot of, again, patient assistance and helping folks get their programming started, just like the doctor's offices do. And certainly you can call us, or you can come by and make an appointment. We'll get in touch with your doctor and get the appropriate referrals. Another great resource is just to always call the Mountain Home Christian Clinic. And, you know, their offices are limited, but I do know that they try their very best to help patients, especially with pharmaceutical needs. And their phone number is 424-2433. My phone number is 508-1765.
Very good. Jody, great information. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And just again, if anybody is in need and this could, you know, this story could touch anyone or help anyone, we are certainly very, very glad to help.